Oriona, Book 1, Legacy. Chapter 11, Who We Were, Who We Are. Val, Quarters 1, 8 hours until arrival.
Val woke slowly, her body registering pain before her mind fully surfaced. Deep bruises from the hangar firefight throbbed across her shoulders and back, each ache summoning its own memory, ducking behind crates, prying open the gravity mine's internals while under fire, and bolting up the Oriona's ramp with plasma bolts sizzling past her head. She exhaled slowly, rolling her shoulders as she pushed herself upright. The movement unleashed a cascade of fresh aches down her spine. No sense in waiting for the pain to subside. It served as nothing more than a blunt reminder. She was still alive. Jotter sat in his charging port, head angled downward, optics dimmed to conserve power. His slender limbs tucked close to his metal frame as if seeking warmth, an echo of habits formed decades ago. When she was a wide-eyed child convinced monsters lurked in every vent, Jotter had stood guard with those same watchful eyes. After all these years, he remained at her side, as stubborn and enduring as she was, a tangible piece of her family's legacy that refused to deteriorate. She swung her legs off the bed and set her feet on the cool floor. The Oriona's systems vibrated beneath her soles, technology she'd only encountered in technical journals. No clanging pipes or sputtering fans disrupted the silence, almost as if the ship worked alongside the vacuum of space rather than combat it. Her quarters struck her as excessively luxurious, almost taunting her with spotless surfaces and carefully selected furnishings. A private bathroom waited off to one side, boasting an actual functioning shower. Against the wall stood a well-equipped workbench outfitted with top-tier tools she could scarcely have imagined on Edgepoint. The closet contained clothes that actually fit, without the burn marks and worn edges that had defined her wardrobe for years. It felt undeserved, as if she'd accidentally stepped into someone else's existence, someone worthy of such comfort, the type of engineer who designed ships rather than improvising repairs with salvaged parts. Her fingertips slid across the workbench's edge, its surface unmarked by the countless desperate fixes that had characterized her years on Edgepoint. A soft mechanical sound announced Jotter's activation. His optics brightened as internal systems engaged, and he turned toward her with servos winding gently. Warmth spread through her chest at the sight. Amid all these unfamiliar changes, Jotter remained her constant. "Yeah, yeah," she said, noticing how her voice didn't reverberate off the walls as it had in her cramped station quarters. "I know. Time to get moving. We've got about 8 hours until we reach that Axrathan ship, and I should probably learn how half these tools function before then." With a heavy sigh, she walked into the bathroom. The tiles felt cool against her feet, nothing like Edgepoint's perpetually overheated floors. The mirror above the sink reflected a face she rarely took time to examine. Short black hair streaked with silver, resembling bare wiring peeking through worn insulation. Every line on her face told a story, creases beside her eyes from squinting at schematics in inadequate light. The furrow between her brows earned through concentration during countless repairs. Her history etched into skin and bone, as permanent as the wear patterns on ancient engine casings. She touched the thin scar on her cheek, a lasting reminder of her first independent job, a coolant line explosion. She'd needed hours to stop shaking afterward. The memory remained vivid, the sharp sound of the ruptured line, toxic steam billowing outward, tools crashing across the floor. That incident had occurred more than 20 years ago, closer to 25, really. She paused, contemplating the passage of time. those countless days spent reviving failing machinery, often at personal risk. Now she stood aboard a vessel that could have transformed entire fleets. The overhead light shone on a gleaming faucet that delivered clean water without sputtering or spewing rust. Another stark reminder of how far she'd come. This bathroom belonged in an IMZ luxury cruiser, not in her life. Her mother would have marveled at the Oriona. She'd always pushed Val toward advanced engineering theory, convinced her daughter was destined for more than emergency repairs. Val had rebelled, preferring hands-on chaos to academic theory. She'd wanted immediate results, not years of waiting to develop the next generation of starship engines. The division between them had only widened over time. That baggage belonged to another lifetime. She flipped the tap and let the clean water flow over her hands and face, washing away the last dregs of exhaustion. No more dwelling on the past. She was here, and she had the resources to actually get things done. If the Oriona wanted her to tackle a derelict Axrathan ship, she'd do it. And maybe it would be the start of something beyond survival. A final glance at her reflection revealed the truth beneath these luxurious surroundings. At her core, she remained Val. The calluses on her hands hadn't softened overnight. The scars mapping her skin still told stories of emergency repairs and split-second decisions. Her eyes held the same resolute focus they'd carried through decades of keeping broken things running against impossible odds. This wasn't about deserving comfort or wealth. This was about what she could build with these new tools, what she could fix with resources that didn't require desperate improvisation. The woman staring back at her wasn't defined by plush quarters or high-end equipment, but by what her hands could create, what her mind could solve. Something shifted in her chest, a quiet certainty taking root. The Oriona hadn't chosen wrong. These surroundings weren't a misplaced gift, but earned compensation for skills honed across a lifetime. She belonged here not despite her rough edges, but because of them. She squared her shoulders, ignoring the protest of bruised muscles. Her reflection nodded back with iron resolve, as if sealing a pact between them. This ship, these tools, this mission, she would claim them all as hers. With a steadying exhale, she turned away from the mirror. Ahead lay work that needed her particular brand of expertise, problems that wouldn't solve themselves. The path forward wasn't about escaping her past, but bringing its hard-won lessons to bear on whatever waited beyond these walls.